Hey, I got a question for my people in the bag. Does matching energy really make you feel good? Nah, seriously, think about that question. If you match energy with another person, does that really deep down in your core make you feel better about yourself, make you feel better about the situation? Or does that feel more draining? Does that burn more of your energy? Does that make you regret it? Does that make you wish you would have walked away? Hi, my name is Sweet Stardom and I am a life coach. I am here to make your life a little bit better, baby. I'm here to tell you something that somebody should have been said, okay? Matching energy with other people is too exhausting for you to put yourself through those steps. It's too draining for you guys to play these mind games and you try to learn how to do tick for tack against a person. You try to look up YouTube videos, how to pull a you on you. Who does that? No, seriously, I would rather take the high road and leave you alone instead of breaking down A, B, and C reasons why you screwed me over and you already know it. I don't have it in me to express it anymore. Now, I'm not saying don't communicate, because communication is key, right? But if it's point blank common sense and the person know exactly what they're doing to you, do not match energy and do not sit up here and break yourself down in paragraphs, because it's gonna hurt your feelings if you try to do this whole exit speech and a person just say okay. Who got time for that? For real. So you just put your point across and keep it moving. Yeah, baby, it's gonna sting a little bit, it's gonna hurt. I'm here to tell you it's gonna hurt. But at the same token, when you move on, you're gonna find so much peace. And if you consistently do that, it's gonna hurt a little bit less and less each time, to the point where it does not affect you at all. So serious, you guys. But matching energy, if a person is, you know, you feel like you hit it off, this and that, and then let's say they ghost you or whatever the case is, you wanna match energy, like, oh, okay, well, you ain't call me in 5 days. I ain't gonna call you in 5 days. I'm gonna wait a week myself. Going back and forth, like, if you really feeling that person and that person is getting your emotions, they getting you and your fifis all riled up and you still feel some type of way, stop trying to match energy with them. Why do you even want that person on your roster still, right? Take that person, remove them from your radar if you feel like they are wasting your time. And no, I'm not saying a person has to blow you up every second of the day, right? But if they don't even have the common courtesy, if you guys are really kicking it, you guys really enjoying each other, and then they just fade away and you don't know what happened, and it's leave you to the stage where you lost and you wondering, and you just like, dang, should I reach out to them? But I already reached out to them. It's just now they giving me dry energy altogether. If you gotta ask yourself all them questions, do you see how that sound? Really? And shout out to my overthinkers with anxiety, because our minds really do move a 1,000 miles per minute, okay? If all that is going through your mind, leave that person alone. Stop trying to match energy. I promise you ain't gonna work out the way that you think. I promise you. It's just gonna put you in a deeper funk. And then what happens when a person with anxiety overthinks too much about a situation that they cannot control? Ultimately, a lot of us tend to slide into depression, and we don't want that. That is like the last step. I'd rather be depressed, leaving you alone for, and then I'm cool after a day or two, versus me continuing this and it's going on for 2-3 months. And then every time we have a high and a low, I get depressed, right? So every time we talk for a week, it is amazing. But every time you fall back the following week or two, I'm drained, I'm depressed, and I know your routine. And even though I'm used to it, it depresses me every time, because it's like, dang, I thought we grew close. So you still doing this? Stop putting yourself through that. Do you see how it sounds when you try to match energy? If a person actually makes you feel some type of way and you try to retaliate and pull a them on them, baby, that is called matching energy. It's not one of them cordial things where a person just texts you every now and then, hey, what you doing? Me personally, I'm too grown for that. I'm sorry, what are we doing? I don't need no more male friends. What are we doing at this point? What are we doing, baby? But for you to text me every blue moon once a month, hey, what's up? What you doing? You ain't trying to make no plans. You ain't trying to, you know, get into anything. I just won't let you waste my time like that. But for the people who do allow that, and, you know, y'all cordial or whatever. Now, I'm not talking about on Facebook. They check on you every now and then. I'm talking about actual personal texting, calling, like they holding up your time. You at work on the phone with them, on your break or whatever the case is. If you're fine with that and you like, okay, I live my own separate life, I ain't really checking on the person either. If they text me every now and then, I'm cool with that. I'm cool with having a friend. Then go ahead and do you, boo. But if it's one of them things where, you know, you're feeling that person and it's really bothering you and it's getting to the point where you feel like they're playing in your face, cut that person off before you sit up here and match energy and said, okay, they didn't text me in a week and I know that this bothers me. So when they finally do text, you already got a pre-plant in your head. When they finally do text me, I'm going to take another week to text them back. Nah, I'm not going to be too available for them if they can't make themselves available for me. It's time to stop matching energy. Hey, babe, either you like me or I was going to say something. I'm going to keep it at B. Hey, B, either you like me or you don't. You either with me or against me. But all this back and forth and all this fake pumping, fake kicking it, and we have a great, amazing time, and then you want to pull back and keep me wondering, I ain't for all that. And I'm just going to come out and tell you. Like, I just, at that point, I lose interest. I'm not for all that. And you have a fine, you have to correlate yourself, connect with a person who is really right for you. And all these billions of people in this world, baby, somebody matches with you. Somebody has you, your soulmate is out there somewhere. Now, whether you find them in this lifetime or not, that's strictly up to God and the effort and the work that you put in. But keyword, you. The effort and work that you put in. If you waste too much of your time with the wrong person, you're not going to find the one who was made for you. You're not going to find the one that you know is equally yoked for you. You just won't. Have you ever let a person, you allowed them to waste your time, baby, and at the end of the day, you knew that they were not your person. You knew that this is not the person that God has put on the earth. It's not even a slight possibility. You know that this is just someone who you bore, you trying to pass the time, and it's better to have somebody so you won't be lonely. But when you put yourself in those situations, baby, I don't know what to tell you other than you're wasting your time and that person is not worth it. And guess what? They might feel the same way about you. That's why they doing that to you. They know that you're a placeholder until they find their person. But the dangerous part about a placeholder is sometimes if you keep a person there so long, it's not enough room for another person to slide in, right? Placeholders will play it cool until you start dating, until you start talking to other people. Then they feel some type of way. Then they try to hold you up, right? They try to hold you back. And then it gets a little bit more difficult. That situation gets a little bit trickier and stickier, right? What happens when you date a dude, he a placeholder, then you start dating somebody else and he act like, dang, you wrong. And man, I was good to you. Don't play in nobody's face like that. The same thing fella go for women. Don't play in her face like that if you know that girl really like you. That's why it's good to have these open conversations from the jump, y'all. You can't keep playing in people's face and leaving them to assume. It's good to get clarity off the jump. What are you looking for? Oh, I'm looking for fun. Okay, that's one. Oh, I'm looking for something real. That's two. Oh, I'm not really looking for nothing right now, but if it leads to something, I'm cool with it. Boom, it's that easy. And if you find a real one who really yoked with you, they're gonna have no problem at all because they're gonna be on that same exact wave pattern, right? So stop trying to pull a you on you, stop trying to match energy. And that goes for things other than relationships. It could go for friendships too, right? If you know you're dealing with a fake friend, you know they're going behind your back talking about you. You know that they're not really having your best interest in heart, right? You know that they don't want the best for you. They know that you know that they really don't want to truly see you happy. Why are you still friends with that person? Why are you still sharing those intimate secret parts of your life, those little details to that person? You know that they're quick to run and tell your business and talk about you. You know that they really want to see you fail. They here for you more when you sad trying to get the tea than when you happy. Have you ever had a friend that they give you a shoulder to cry on when you sad? You might appreciate it. But when you got good news, it runs in one ear and out the other. They ain't really trying to sit here on the phone for an hour and elaborate about your good news. Baby, they ain't trying to sit up on the phone for an hour and elaborate how you ran into some money, how your relationship is going great. And they, oh, I'm happy for you. That sound fake. They hit you with the Mickey Mouse high voice. Oh, that's wonderful. Stop it. Stop it. Stop being with them type of people in life. It's not gonna go the way that you think. I promise you. It's gonna hurt your little fifis at the end of the day. And you can tell if you really locked in, if you really locked in with God, if you really locked in with your intuition, you will have something deep in your spirit that will let you know that that person is not really here for you. It will let you know that that person is wasting your time. It will let you know that that person has a certain negative energy and aura around them, right? You won't even feel comfortable saying all that you need to say around that person. That's when you know it's time to let them go. This could go for relationships, friendships, family. If you have a spouse and you're not comfortable sharing certain parts of your life with them, why are you with them? So serious. If you don't trust them enough to be your backbone in the time of need and you feel like, oh, I got this, I really ain't trying to put them in, why are you with them? Baby, it makes no sense. It's time for you to realize who's with you and who's not. Woo! Y'all, that's all the time I have for you today. Be sure to like, share, comment, most importantly, subscribe, y'all. I will link everything in the description box below, y'all. Also, be sure to hit me up in the comments or my email for Dear Stars. So if you guys have any type of advice that you want me to cover, any videos you want me to make, put it in the chat box or email me. Also, if you would like to remain anonymous, I do that as well. You can email me, just be like, hey, Star, this is my shabam I'm going through. I would like for you to talk about this, but just let you know, I would like to remain anonymous. Okay, cool. And if you want your name out there, baby, I will give you a shout out just for giving me a video idea. It doesn't even necessarily have to be something that you're going through. It could be something about a fan, you know, a friend, a family member, whatever the case, your neighbor, your butcher, okay? I don't know what you're going through, okay? Also, be sure to visit my website. Once again, I will put that in the description box below, you guys. Our community is growing, and I am so proud of you guys. You're making me tear up for real, because I see the growth and the hard work that I'm putting in is truly paying off. I'm monetized on these channels, and your girl is getting paid, okay? So I'm happy for you guys supporting my community, and welcome, 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 okay? Be sure to follow me on my other platforms. So if you're listening to this on Facebook, be sure to find me on YouTube, vice versa. I'm going to put everything in the description box below with my details and information. Also, be sure to cop my book on Amazon. You know, the holidays and everything coming up, baby. Many reasons to leave that boy alone, okay? It's 120 blank pages, ladies. If you want to write down all the toxicity that he has put you through, feel free to do that. I ain't gonna judge. This your personal book, you know? And every time you get an urge to reach out to him, you gonna look at that book like, dang, homie done put me through a lot. I'm good. I'm straight. I don't even want to kick it with your skate with you no more. And eventually, let's get it to the point where you end up blocking homie, ultimately. And if he your baby daddy, you cannot block him. Baby, you definitely need this book too, because it's going to remind you every time he try to slide on the side, all right? And for my fellas, many reasons to leave that chick alone. I have a book for you guys too. Guys, be sure to check out in my description box, my Amazon links. I'm going to link everything in the description box below. It's the same 120-page shabam. If you need to write it down, reasons I need to leave that chick alone, baby, before you even think about flying her out, buying her Christmas gifts, doing anything really major for her. If you just want to live your life in peace and you want to cut the toxicity, this book is for you guys. If you watch this video down to the end, please drop a yellow heart and a star in the comments down below. It will let me know that you made it to this point, and I appreciate you guys so much. I love you forever, ever, forever, ever, forever, ever. Bye.